Luigi, the musical opening in San Francisco. To tell a story of love, murder, and hash browns. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 3, 2025. A comedic musical about Luigi Mangione. The 26-year-old accused of murdering United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a Manhattan hotel in December 2024, is set to debut in San Francisco, California, this summer. The performance, titled Luigi, the Musical, will tell a story of love, murder and hash browns, according to the musical's website. The musical will also serve as a commentary on FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried, who was sentenced to 25 years in prison last year after being found guilty of fraud, and disgraced music mogul Sean Diddy Combs, who was accused of more than a decade of abusing, threatening, coercing women and others, racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice, among other crimes. Luigi, the musical is a comedy that imagines the surreal scenario of Luigi Mangione sharing a prison with Sam Bankman-Fried and Sean Diddy Combs, the musical explained in a Friday press release. While the setup is absurd, it's also rooted in a strange truth. These three men were indeed incarcerated at the same facility. That unlikely fact sparked our team's creative exploration, the statement continued. The musical went on to insist, "This show is not a celebration of violence of any kind. Nor is it an attempt to pass judgment on an ongoing legal matter. Our hearts go out to the family of Brian Thompson. And we acknowledge the pain and complexity surrounding this case. But the performance will still ask deeper cultural questions and analyze the institutions that enabled people like Mangione, Bankman-Fried, and Combs to carry out the crimes of which they are accused," the musical said. Luigi, the musical uses satire to ask deeper cultural questions, the press release stated. Why did this case strike such a chord with so many people? Why did a figure like Luigi become a kind of folk hero in certain corners of the internet? What does that say about how we see institutions in America today? We do not condone violence, sexual assault, or pedophilia in any form, the musical's statement reiterated. This musical, in fact, serves as a critique of these men and the institutions that enabled them. Our characters reflect three institutions of modern disillusionment: healthcare, tech, and Hollywood, the press release added. Each represents a pillar of American life where public trust has eroded and where people increasingly feel betrayed, exploited, or abandoned. The statement from Luigi, the musical concluded by asserting that placing these forces in one absurd prison cell means the show is offering a mirror to our moment. Campy, surreal, and funny, but also emotionally honest. The musical comedy is set to kick off June 13th at the Taylor Street Theater, formerly the Exit Theater, in San Francisco. So far, 5 dates in June have been announced, with the promise that more performances will be coming soon. The show's setting will depict the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, New York, where Mangione is currently being held as he awaits his upcoming trial, for which a firm date has yet to be set. Last month, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi directed federal prosecutors to seek the death penalty for Mangione, who faces separate federal and state murder charges for the alleged killing of the United Healthcare CEO. The federal charges against Mangione, who will turn 27 on Sunday, include a charge of murder through use of a firearm, which carries the possibility of the death penalty. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X @ @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.